I am Nuna Vixen, and this is Girl Talk. So this podcast is going to be one of my bonus episodes because I don't have a bonus episode. All my episodes are full episodes. So yeah. So the title of this podcast is Same-Sex Couple Celebrates World First Anal Birth After Successful Rectum Ovary Transplant. So this being said, I have seen it on two websites. Now, I don't know if this is true yet because I don't know if a man can, I mean, it's so many different type of technologies and different sciences that's creating so many different type of procedures that we can do now. So I can't really say if it's true or not, but I seen it on two websites, but that don't mean if it's real or not. So yeah, I'm just going to go by that. We don't know if this real or not. So that's a disclaimer, but we just going to speak on it if it's real because I'm reading the articles or whatever. So with that being said, of the same-sex couple celebrates world's first anal birth after successful rectum ovary transplant. When a man say he can do anything that a female can do, literally, by the title. And I just feel like, let me just say my thoughts with this, because I'm going to say my, I'm going to say the agreements that I have on this article, I'm going to say my disagreements. For one, this is like a slap in the face to people that have a hard time having kids that are females, because it's just like, women, this is what we supposed to do. This is like the anatomy of a woman from the Bible, from the Quran, from scientists, from statistics and facts. This is what women are supposed to do. They're supposed to be able to carry a child in their womb. So now that a scientist can make a same-sex couple carry a baby, I don't know where would that be carried at, in the ass or one of the I don't even know where it'd be at. I feel like that's like disrespectful to women and stuff like that. Like that's supposed to be literally a woman's job and stuff like that. And it's very disrespectful to women that is battling with infertility issues and stuff like that. And even women that has babies successfully that never had a miscarriage, it's just disrespectful to women. I don't have a problem with the LGBT community. I feel like love is love. You're supposed to love, be with, marry whoever you want to be with. And I also don't think that it's wrong for the same sex to have a baby, because I feel like it's so many children that need a family in this world. It's so many kids that's being abused, raped, beat, all these different things. I don't think it's wrong for the same sex to raise a child. Who am I to say that it's wrong? It might be two women and two men that take wonderful care of a child, show them love like they never been taught before. But I feel like you doing too damn much and you trying to be of God now. You carrying a baby in one of your left or your right ass cheek, that's too much. You doing too damn much now. Go back to like how it was regularly. Like if you want to be together and y'all want to have a baby, have a surrogate or have sex with a woman, do it that way. But like, no. Now, if I think about it, if I was the same sex and I'm thinking their way of how they're probably thinking, they probably are in love with their family, in love with their man. You know, they're two men and they want to experience what women feel. And like, even when they said like I said, I don't know if this is real or fake, but they say like the doctor who is a physician and surgeon in Los Angeles at the Hospital Medical Center of Surgery in California. His name is Dr. Peter Krishnawati, if I'm pronouncing his last name right. And in quote in this article, even though we don't know if it's real or fake, it says this medical procedure will not only be successful to male same-sex couples, but also to heterosexual couples where the male partner wishes to experience the process of pregnancy for himself. So he's making this transplant as it, like you said, will be able for men to experience a woman pregnancy if the woman don't want to have it and stuff like that. And I just feel like no. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the LGBTQ community. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to new technology of having a baby. As far as infertility issues and stuff like that, because I think it's beautiful that it's so many different ways to have a child. But like I said, I just think that's like too much. I think you trying to be God, and I feel like these scientists are literally doing too much. And they also said in the article that Dr. Peter, since he has did this revolutionary medical procedure performance, that he should win the world renowned surgeon the Nobel Prize in Medicine. And what I can say, as being somebody in the medical field, if he did do this successfully, I honestly think he honestly do deserve a Nobel Prize in Medicine, because that's something that it's unheard of. This is not what we're supposed to be hearing. It's supposed, that's supposed to be something that is not known. Now, do I agree with the procedure? Hell no. I think the shit is weird. I think it's nasty, and you're not God. Okay. Stay in your place, stay in your lead. But if you did do it, I do think you're supposed to, cause it's like you doing something totally different. You're already trying to make Jurassic Park come back, trying to make the dinosaurs be reborn and recreated and stuff by different eggs, trying to get different eggs and frogs and tadpoles to have sex with each other, making robots, the new people that take your jobs and stuff and clean your houses and stuff. Y'all doing all this shit, and now y'all got babies and somebody gluteus maximum. But this is my first bonus podcast episode. I am Nunu Vixen, and this is Girl Talk.